you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
They literally just let these kittens run around the house.
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
She wanted a pipe, but this is not what she was referring to.
Professor Science Batch.
Because I'm Canadian, I eat poutine, okay? It's a thing.
And Trash Panda Colin.
Yeah, North Hole. North Hole's like your mouth.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
Hey, it's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is not the pussy you can just off to, bro.
This is the closest this nerd will ever get to pussy.
Adult themes.
Get your weird Louise Lasser Toby the Ghost port out of here.
So if you're just mega rich, you can just have your own cereal.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
You know something? Dreams really do come true.
Oh, look out!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real emergency! What's the matter with you?
G'day everyone, this is B. Jemine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome back to episode 143 of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. The number one Tubi-related podcast that's hosted by two Australians, one Canadian, and one American. And with me, as always, are my three very awesome co-hosts. First up, of course, is the one, the only, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy. How are you?
Hey. I'm doing good.
I'm doing well as well. but I'm looking forward to this episode of the show because we got a jam-packed film for this one, but also joining us as well is the professor of all things science, Professor Batch. Hello, Batch. How are you?
I've been tripping on mushrooms since Sunday morning.
Good day.
Have you been tripping on mushrooms since Sunday morning, Batch?
No, but I think Colin may have.
Well, that is true. And listen. Of course, with us now, you listen. I have to introduce you first. And with us, as always, is the most American of the Americans, and that, of course, is Trash Panda Colin. Hello, Colin, how are you?
Is it not acceptable to do mushrooms at fucking 10 o'clock at night with your best friend and talk about philosophy? I'm so high. I can't
philosophy.
Even tell you. Yes, that.
Philosophy.
No, but I'm doing really good, guys. I'm feeling good today. I'm having a good day. I went out. I did stuff like a normal person should and didn't have a panic attack. So that's pretty tight.
Hell yeah.
Attaboy.
Yay.
Now, this is now a very special episode of the show because this is our first Patreon poll pick episode of the year. And which, of course, is when we get when one of us compiles together a poll of four films, and then we let our Patreon subscribers over at the Super Network vote on the film they would like us to do for this episode. Now, Colin, it's actually your turn to do this poll. What were the four films that you picked for this one, and what was the film that won?
All right. I think first time around, I picked like Richie Rich. Fucking, I don't even remember what I picked. But
I got them right here, so.
Okay, well, why don't you tell them?
Well, on your poll, the films that were you picked for it were Hobgoblins, Rollerball.
Yeah. Rollerball.
Yes, the 2002 remake of Rollerball.
Yes.
Snitch.
I voted for Rollerball.
And finally, the film that won the poll, which of course is the 1996 film, Babe Watch, Forbidden Parody.
The only reason that I picked this movie to be on this poll is because it's one of my favorite Mad TV bits from Artie Lang, and he had to dress up like a pig, and he just, if you read his book, there's a huge story, and I love Artie Lang, this movie does not have Artie Lang in it. So it's okay. Just because of the name.
Yes.
Okay. I'm really high, guys. I took an edible and a half, and I'm smoking a joint. So I might
pass out during the movie.
Blank out, just like I did.
Well, hopefully it doesn't come to that during the course of this episode.
Anyways.
but before we get to watching Baywatch, we got to lay down the ground rules.
Baywatch.
We're watching Baywatch. That would have been fine. David Hasselhoff is like one of my heroes, bro. I love the Hoff.
So what you need to do, like everyone, is look up the film Baywatch if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. We're going to start the film from the very start, so I'll count us down from five, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie, and then our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion, so if an ad does pop up during the course of the film, Batch will play this sound effect. Oh, very, very serious and ominous. So when you hear that sound effect, pause the film, and then when you hear the sound effect again, unpause the film, but we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well, so you stay in sync. However, though, if you're not interested in watching Babe Watch, first of all, how dare you?
How fucking dare you? Why are you even listening to this podcast? The fuck is wrong with you?
Exactly. I still reckon this will still be a fun listen to, regardless. So, Marcy, Batch, Colin, are you ready to watch some women jiggle their boobies on the beach with Babe Watch?
I'm so fucking ready.
Alrighty, let's do this. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
So are you telling me this movie isn't about what
Booby Fair already.
Sexy Annie, 5 o'clock.
Yes.
Oh, look at those skimmed pants.
That
was like Luger.
Yeah, and the karate guy from Napoleon Dynamite. I forgot his name.
Babe Watch.
I'm kind of disappointed. Parody. This isn't about the pig.
Is this a porn parody of Baywatch?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Is this one of those movies where the porn's cut out?
Most likely.
You know, like Stone Age sirens with the best twist ending ever that we'll never reveal.
There's even Todd Lang in this movie.
Stephen Lang. Although, Bede, some podcast trivia. We've watched a movie on this show by the director of this movie before.
Indeed. This film was written and directed by Rick Sloan, who previously directed Vice Academy.
Vice Academy?
Yeah, that works out.
And that was a very booby, sexy movie.
Yes, and very early in the series, too.
Well, yeah, because you picked the first one.
Written, produced, and directed by Rick Sloan.
No, I want written by Rick Sloan, then produced by Rick Sloan, then directed by Rick Sloan.
Let's go.
More jiggly boobies.
Well, this sound effect's going to get too much of a workout.
That's Elisa, 9 subscribers, and also, I'm sorry, lady, you've been arrested for being too sexy on this beach.
That's Officer Sexy.
That's one more subscriber.
She's got nice moves too.
I feel like she's the Karen of this movie.
Yeah, because she doesn't have big boobs. That's probably why.
Tie-dye?
Oh my god!
Oh my gosh, Stephanie! Look at all these sexy men wearing their Lex Luger pants.
Guys, when I was in middle school, I had to ride the bus, and my bus stop had a girl she swear to god, her name was Tie-Dye, and she lived in a fucking clubhouse somewhere.
Wow.
And she would go up to the bus stop and smoke cigarettes. Now, let alone I smoked cigarettes at the bus stop. So I was friends with her because I was a bad kid because I smoked cigarettes at the bus stop. But she would like, I don't know. She would do some weird ass shit. And she was like really emo and dark, but before emo and dark was dark and emo. Nothing like this movie.
Back in the 90s, I mean, I wasn't alive in the 90s because I'm really young. No, not really. I used to have
I don't
that
remember
hairstyle.
In the 90s. I blacked it all out.
I used to have those little plait hairstyles that tie-dye has.
Man, I'm going to talk with a Californian accent, man. Totally, dude. Look at this beefcake.
Oh, shit. Look at this drunk bitch.
Okay, so this basically so far has the kind of a similar setup to Vice Academy. Instead of like a bunch of characters being recruited for the police, it's a bunch of characters being recruited for lifeguards. Don't bother.
Apparently.
This is Ambler Panderson.
Oh, Nate, what?
Ambler Panderson.
That was terrible. At least I didn't tell you to fuck off this time.
Look at this dude with the T-boy haircut.
Whoa. That's how bad that Joker was. It powered everything down.
Yeah. Holy shit.
I'm bodega. What?
I'm bodega, babe.
I don't know what a bodega is. I didn't recognize
you with your clothes on. Oh. That's Colin's reaction every time he sees a woman. I didn't recognize you with your clothes on.
Listen, I have X-ray vision, okay?
Like, oh my gosh, look at all these bitches.
That almost made me do a spit take, you cunts. Oh my god, this kid is Derek the Dalek before he became a Dalek.
He looks like Denny from The Room.
Look at this Chad.
Beefcade. Oh, is that Chad beefed up?
That's Chad's uncle.
That's Chadley.
That's Chad who buys porn when he hasn't masturbated in like 2 weeks. He's like...
That's what a professional wrestler in the 80s would have looked like if they didn't have steroids.
Where's that guy's neck?
this guy worked Texarkana.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a neck, Marcy.
Most amateur wrestlers don't have necks. They look like turtles.
He's a ninja turtle.
No, he's a beach turtle. A fucking beachcomber.
Bikini!
What a name for a store. A bikini? Oh my gosh, Steffi. Can you hand me that bikini at the bikini store?
Stop looking at porn.
But I've got to order the tapes for Chad. Oh my God.
But I'm hungry.
It's not a newspaper. It's the Wild Secrets catalog.
That was a bad joke. I'm sorry.
I would watch that girl in a porno. Let's go. She's probably in one.
Oh my God, Stephanie. Why is it that all my friends are named Stephanie?
And why do we all talk the same? Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Do you want a scissor?
Oh my gosh. I need something more skimpy, like a flaw.
I thought that I heard some sexy aunties in here.
Oh, what a craven.
It's musical craven.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Dude, what's up, man? I miss you, dude. For real. Yeah, we do, man.
Listen, Musical Craven, I have a bone to pick with you because you made Batch miss the last episode with your weed stash.
Oh,
yeah.
It was so funny. He was throwing up so much. I gave it the right time.
Those are fake.
Booyah!
They're still boo.
Doesn't matter.
They're kind of uneven too. Did you see that?
No, because I didn't look at them as much as the way you
saying, do. He was throwing up so much, and I was laughing at him because it was he was sat and pathetic on the floor. Oh my god, fun times.
That was so mean.
Yeah, that's mean, bro.
I'm ripping him. I'm ripping him, bro. He was
bro, hold on, Craven.
We need to put padlocks on our weed stashes so you don't switch out yours for ours. I mean, yeah.
Hey, it was 72%.
No wonder.
I gotta ask you a question.
Yeah. Oh.
Should I take these mushrooms real quick while we're Let me see the mushrooms.
Where did she get money out of the bikini she just put on?
Those are mine. Those are mine. Yeah, take those. Those are good. Those are right. I do those myself.
Take with caution, though. Just saying.
How did I get to Missouri?
I don't know, bro.
Someone's been ripping me off.
I think it was Anastasia that turned good. She stole my mushrooms.
Oh.
Well, that guy is called Chad. Look, I won't confirm or deny anything.
Look at that Chad. Oh, that's a Chad.
Okay, his thing says God. Okay, his name
That tastes like shit.
Yeah, most do. That's my shit. You just ate my shit.
Gross.
Well, shit does taste like shit, I suppose.
All right, guys, let's wait about a half an hour and see if these boobs start glowing.
Look at all these like, look at all these like T-boy haircuts and like that we've seen so far in this movie.
How much hair product is in his hair?
Marty, there's an entire oil field in this guy's hair.
Hey guys, it's me, Chad, by Sword. Oh. He's dead, my cousin Deck over there.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I realized you were related.
Yeah, like bro, I worked at the miniest bikini shop when I was young.
Dude, nice.
That's how I could afford to buy porn.
I mean, that makes sense. Did you buy them from ads in the paper back then?
Oh my god. Yeah, there was vending machines. There was VHS vending machines where you could buy porn.
No, they should bring those back. I think someone should bring those back. I'm just saying.
Oh.
What, JNCOs?
Oh, ad. It's a so good ad.
9:57. After 2 weeks of no ads, I thought we were avoiding the ads forever.
Well, are we signed into an account?
Nope. And we weren't the last 2 times either.
Oh.
I think it's a better one.
Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa, what was that, an X-Wing?
That was a sexy robot.
Oh.
It's Hector.
Yeah, no, don't bring Hector back.
Oh, and we're back.
10 minutes. Yeah, Hector was such a massive pervert on that bonus episode.
Oh, wait, I know how this scene starts. I've seen this movie.
Me too.
What, was it Backdoor Sluts 9?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Is she Colin
and
him?
Colin and I came up with the new show, spinoff for Tubi Tuesday. Law and Order Sex Robot Victims Unit.
So you want to have a look at my boobs? Yes. I mean, you can see them once the subtitles are gone.
Move the subtitles.
Yeah, move the subtitles. This is awful.
We're getting cock-blocked by the subtitles. There you go.
There we go. Ew, she's drinking piss.
Look how tall he is compared to her.
Yeah, she's got to get on her tippy toes.
She could put her nipples she's got a gun. His belly button.
Yes.
That escalated quickly. Oh.
She's got the D.
She does have the D.
The T.
I'd give her the D. I like those pigtails.
Oh my gosh, Stephanie, you cock blocked me again while I was trying to have sex with Thomas Gibson. Bossy got that joke.
I just laughed because I'm fucked up.
Well, I mean, that's true, and we should say it.
I love you, guys.
Damn it, Stephanie. I was going to write a cock tsunami, but you had to go and ruin it.
Cock tsunami?
Hashtag cock tsunami.
Hashtag cock tsunami. I'm going to tell the next girl I ever talk to, I'm going to be like, hey, baby, you want to see my cock tsunami?
I'm going to go on all the sexy dating apps and be like, are you going to give me that cock tsunami, baby?
Oh, my God, Marcy, please. Please.
A cock tsunami
is like that shit right now.
A cock tsunami is when you just have a bit, if you're a guy and you built up after a month and have a very heavy load.
That's
called a cock tsunami.
Yeah.
What happens after you edge for like 24 hours?
That's me. Well, there after you go. No Nut November.
Oh.
Yes. It's a cock tsunami after No Nut November.
Oh, of course,
this guy's name's Brock. Because he looks like a rock.
Brock. Big show, buddy Shay, Brock Carter's legendary stuntman.
Were you a stuntman in this movie? Because I'm not assuming you were.
Oh, yes, I was, Marcy, because, you know, this guy, they had a guy named Brock in this movie, so they needed to cast someone. They needed someone to play Brock in this movie, so I thought, you know what? My name is Brock, as in Brock Carter's. Why not cast me and be a stuntman in this movie?
I mean, I don't know. But hold on, something's happened to you.
Oh, my ears fell off. I can't even hear a damn thing. Hold on one sec. Hold on. I just gotta use duct tape and stick my ears back onto my head.
Oh my goodness.
What's wrong with you, dude? Are you just
falling apart? Octopus?
Where?
Why is there an octopus?
Why is there an octopus in this ocean?
It's not Voyage of the Rock Aliens.
It shouldn't be. There shouldn't be an octopus in there so close to the... Look at how fake that is.
Did you curse Batch?
It's
not
Batch.
It's pink as shit. I didn't curse Batch. I didn't do anything wrong.
Wait, what? Giant octopus in this movie. Did you also play the giant octopus, Mr.
I mean, somebody... I mean, as most people don't know, because all my body parts... I've fallen off my body so many times that I literally have eight arms duct taped to me right now. Oh! Oh, jeez. Oh, my nipples fell off.
Oh, damn.
Hold on. I gotta use duct tape to stick them back on, too.
Oh, my goodness. You just fall apart at the seams, bro.
That's too much duct tape.
Yeah, if you've been in the stuntman game as long as I have, I mean, you literally start to fall apart. But you know what? At the end of the day, I am still out there kicking it and showing Tom Cruise how it's really done.
Yeah, but how come that guy, the Brock guy, not you, the Brock guy in this movie, has so much baby oil on him that it looks like he's going to burn?
Well, I mean, basically, it's because, you know, that's actually like the fire gel that we use to burn, have the burns and all that. So that's what it is. So,
All right.
We're also going to barbecue. We're also going to barbecue him later because he's a beefcake and we're hungry.
Oh,
look how tan he is.
I get it for sure.
But anyway, I get it.
He's a beefcake.
I gotta get going, because I'm gonna be... half my head fell off. Hold on. Actually, I don't think duct tape's gonna work for this. I'm gonna have to use a stapler. Hold on. Oh! My hand fell off with the stapler. I better use my other hand.
What is even happening, Brock Connors?
Oh, well, you know, as I said before, you've been in the stuntman business as long as I have. Things just tend to fall off. Oh, my kneecaps just collapsed upon themselves.
Is it just because you're seeing the sexy ladies in this movie?
I mean, that's not that's the only reason why I signed on to this movie, so, yeah.
Actually,
but I have to be careful though, because if I go full mass, my dick will fall off.
Are we sure it didn't fall off already?
Just like mine.
Oh,
there it goes. There it goes.
Yep, it's gone. It's gone.
What?
I knew I should have got that. What do they call them? What do you young people call them? The strap-ons. Yeah, I should have got that to instead of a real dick.
Her titties are gonna fall out. Watch.
Well, I had to stun her to boobies as well. But anyway, so I got to get going. I got to go work on the next Andy Sidaris movie, even though he's 100 years old and he's dead. So anyways, I'll see you all later. Bye.
Well, that's always a weird when he just pops in on the show.
Yeah. Well, I guess. Yeah, well, he's right though. I guess it's easy to kind of go link this movie back to Guns, because this movie is basically the training ground for the Lethal Ladies spy group in that movie.
Pretty much. They go to this lifeguard school before they go to the Andy Sidaris, whatever the hell that group is.
I think they're called Lethal Ladies.
Lethal Ladies.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you something right now. That woman in the blue swimsuit, her thigh gap is unreal. Like, it is not real. It's like if she photoshopped her fucking thigh gap. It's like
Oh, look, it's the Frenchman.
Oui, oui.
Oh, it's a French police officer.
I am going to solve the crime.
We have what to was your name again? Out. Yeah.
I do not have a name at the moment. I'm too fucked up to figure it out.
Well, we need.
It's nice to meet you. Do not have a name.
He's
at the
a
moment.
Serious French detective. That's his name.
I'm very serious.
Is it, yeah. Well. Seriously, though, can you solve the mystery of who took everybody's bras in this movie?
No, I will not. We are French.
It was you, wasn't
it? We do not wear the bra.
Oh.
They are very French. Our women would do, we do not shave our armpits, and they do not shave their bras.
Gotta shave your bras.
I can't shave your bras. Yeah, you can't shave your bras. You can take them. God,
someone
I'm so
took
up.
Their
don't
bras
make me,
and then shaved
don't make
them.
Me do characters. So bad.
It's gold every time.
Yeah, it's so bad.
Ta-da.
He's got the D.
Damn.
Oh, Mickey.
It's
you're
a big D.
You're surprised me one time. Hey, Mickey.
Hey, Mickey.
So is that what happened to that singer of that song?
Yeah.
Looks like Kevin Smith's wife.
It kind of does.
And she is, sorry, Kevin, she's not very attractive at all. I'm not going to lie. He should have never made her a sexy fucking person in Jane Silent Bob Strike Back. Never. And I love
this
Kevin.
This is why he's not answering you on Twitter.
No, he doesn't listen to me at all. He doesn't even know who I am. Look at those titties. I like her earrings a lot.
I don't know what I'm even paying attention to in this movie anymore.
So far, basically, the plot is tie-dye getting an audition for a show, them training to be lifeguards, and that's about it.
I have no idea. And why
and
is
this
there
octopus is
octopus
fucking
in there?
People up. She's having a dream or something.
Oh my gosh, Stephanie, stop having flashbacks. This isn't Vietnam. Rollerblades? More like roller babes.
All right, I'll give you that one. That was all right. Look at that outfit.
Whoa.
Look at that, Eddie.
Look at his boner in his hand. What is that? Is that?
That's a Popeye hat.
Well, I mean, in his hand, what? It's cotton candy.
I think so. I hope it is.
The other guy's got cotton candy. Who scrunchie matches the bikini?
I think they're about to ectoplasm these two guys.
I'm scared.
I think so.
Uh oh.
What I do, yeah, man.
Did we call the Ghostbusters this week just in case the ectoplasming twins show up?
Well, I think these two have modeled their performances on Geico Kaibu.
Are you sure that's not Ghostalini?
They could be disciples of Geico Kaibu.
When he was alive?
Well, that yes. could be. Buenos Nachos.
Buenos Nachos. That's racist.
I think Geico Kaibu learned from that sexy Arnie.
Would I like a refill? Yes, please.
What up, Vince?
Oh, Geico Kaibu.
Yeah, I know that thing that we party all the time. Hey, man.
Dude, sick.
That's why you're the coolest one of everyone on this show.
I'm the coolest ghost around. I don't ectoplasm over anything, man. I just toke it up.
That's why we like you the best, or at least I do.
Oh. Oh, no, I fell on top of her boobs. Oh,
and hell.
Wardrobe malfunction.
It's a fun movie, man.
Geico Kaibu, did you teach these two guys your moves and your app and the way to talk California?
Well, it's a state of mind because first you got to smoke a lot of weed and then you got to do some kind of the mushrooms. The Colin knows what's up. And
oh, hell yeah, bro.
Oh, hell yeah. And
look at that. Then
you get yourself a Popeye hat and then some cotton candy.
Look at his outfit.
Why does it look like a dick?
Because he is a dick.
Eight, how many subscribers for that bikini and rollerblade outfit?
20 subscribers.
Is it because it's a bit revealing?
Although, one for Colin.
I'll do it for two, because I gotta shave my ass.
He really doesn't have a neck.
He doesn't, but he's also wearing the tiniest speedos ever.
Are we sure this is not Lex Luger?
It might be.
His moose knuckles are hanging out.
Yeah, they really are.
His moose knuckles look like they're in his neck.
It looks like Chad Gable.
What is this movie?
Carbs.
Ew, carbs. Oh my gosh, she's a vegan! Run!
She got kicked out of the sexy Arnie school for being a vegan.
Oh, she's really turned on.
Why does she look 50 years older than everyone else in this movie?
She probably is, Marty. Oh, they did a Brock... Brock block.
Brock block. That was bad, but it's making me laugh.
God damn it.
I need the buzzer.
I'm going to use that. Hashtag.
You're lucky block. I lost it.
See, this movie is a...
There you go.
This is a tits for two Tubi movie.
Hey, here's...
Hashtag tits for Tubi.
His
swimsuit is more up his ass than their bikinis.
But that's okay.
That's what we in Australia would call a budgie smuggler.
Yes.
If you don't know what that means, look it up.
Google it.
Ugh. I mean, Colin's already tweeting about that cock tsunami.
Already.
I love it.
The cock tsunami.
Oh, I just burped up that mushroom. Oh,
I know, I heard it.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. I like her. She's cute. Wonder what she's doing now. Probably crack.
Probably.
Oh my gosh, Stephanie, Brock is eating all the corn dogs, even though he's meant to be a beefcake.
I can see the head
cake.
Of his cock in those fucking budgie smugglers, and I don't like it.
Why is Brock deep-throating a corn dog?
Right? She should be. She's about to. She's just rolling that shit in ketchup.
I don't know anyone who actually eats corn dogs in real life.
My kids do, and like, if they're at like a county fair or something, I will totally get one.
Yeah, but like
I won't eat a fucking one that you get from the grocery store. That shit's
see,
brutal.
We don't have corn dogs here. I think the equivalent is like a Chico roll or some shit.
I think so, yeah.
Do you have chicken on a stick or is it like, is it chicken dipped in cornbread or
what? I don't think there's any chicken whatsoever in a Chico roll.
One thing I would love to do if I ever came to the States to see you. Do you guys have like a state fair?
Yeah.
Let's hit the state fair.
We have
I would love to go to a weird American fair.
I'll take you. I'll let you know when. We can plan for it next year. But weekend. They have
a going to Collins State Fair next year.
They have a state fair. They have a St. Louis County Fair. They have like a bunch of different fairs. We can pick whatever fair you guys want to go to.
Yeah, but will we get shot at the fair?
No, I never get. There's one called Kimswick Apple Butter Festival where you go down there. It's a bunch of booths and crafts and shit, and you get to like get different. It's like an old timey colonial place. It's really
like tight. What's the fair that has all the foods like you see on the Food Network, like deep fried Oreos and all that kind of shit.
The like shit like that, like the state fairs or the county the county fairs. Yeah,
I'm gonna go and gain 20 pounds.
Yeah, dude, we'll go. We'll find out when the Missouri State Fair is. We'll
starve ourselves before we go so we can eat all this crap and then be on a diet forever.
Hold on. I got to make this joke. Hi, my name is Pandora. You want to have a look inside my box?
Hi, my name's Dwayne. Do you want to look in my basket for my brother, Belial? See, that's
a good one. Package is getting smaller.
Yeah, this year it's in Sedalia, Missouri. So
we can only go to the state fair if we dress like people in this movie. And we're gonna
pork roast. And well, be honest. 28.
Fuck, I want some pork now.
Oh shit.
I mean, look at that crackle. Yup.
Pulled pork. Oh my god, give me. Oh, stir fry.
Australian pork. We got a recall.
Australian pork.
Oh, and we're back.
28-29.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh, tie-dye, I have a problem. I have a friend who's not named Stephanie. I don't know what to do.
Oh my god.
My parents call me tie-dye. They cooked up at Woodstock.
I got my period and my dad wouldn't go out and get pads at 2 o'clock in the morning.
You know what? My poor dad had to do that a few times to me.
I've done it a million times for fucking my ex-wife, my sisters, my mom. I've totally had to do shit like that. You know, like, when you're a teenager, when you're a teenager, you do not want to do that.
What are you doing? If there are 5 slices of apple.
I need the regular, not the jumbos, the regular.
Yes,
with wings so they can't fly away.
Right.
The wings are very important.
The wings are. Oh.
How do we still have an hour left of this movie and I don't know what's happening?
Oh my
God. We haven't had one of these movies for a while, guys. This is a marathon.
I haven't even been paying attention to this. I've just been doing drugs the whole time.
Well, Brock put some shorts on.
Did somebody said midnight pad run? Hello, everybody. Boo.
That's what got your attention out of everything we've been talking about and in this movie. You like sanitary products.
I mean, to be fair, Marcy, I mean, when you're a ghost and you're around people all the time, either spooking them or ectoplasming them on them, and sometimes, you know, some people have an... Some women that I horn have a heavy flow and they need someone in the middle of the night to go do a pad run for them.
Fair.
And I mean, as a ghost, I could just, even if the chemist or supermarket is shut, I could just go through the wall and grab some maxi pads.
Can you just go get them for me?
Yes.
Literally anything?
You see, Marcy, as a ghost, I'm down here on Earth because I can't go to heaven until I actually get my wings. And by wings, I mean the pads.
I thought you meant drinking Red Bull will give you wings, but because it's not true, it's never going to happen.
I mean, if I start drinking Red Bull, Marcy, my ectoplasm will start smelling like lava, so I don't want anyone to experience that.
Yeah, tell me before you even think anything, I just want you to know. Tell Bobby one more time.
I see you got those protective suits from Dude.
Yes.
I'm wearing the face shield. I do not need it in my eye. We've had this discussion many times. It's in the hair. That's fine. You get it in my eye, it stings. It's not pleasant, dude.
I mean, I'm sorry about that. I can't help it if I ectoplasm. I mean, even though you guys are watching a movie called Babe Watch.
Yeah, but at least your cousin has the good sense to have ectoplasm that tastes like pesto and put it in our mouths.
Shouldn't the girls be doing jumping jacks?
I mean, excuse, oh, wait a second. Oh no, oh no, I'm about to do some jumping jack off!
All right.
Ruby, that was
damn, he blasted off.
I apologize for that. I mean, it's, I mean, also, oh, wait a minute, this guy needs more gel in his hair. Give me 1 second.
I only have so many chargers on the suit.
I'm glad we've got the protective suit. Ugh.
I apologize. There's way too many babes in this movie. I better go back to the corner and start crying again because I haven't seen the witness.
Control. Oh my god. That didn't work.
Dude, it's
I'm so sorry, guys. I think things will be alright once Louise is found innocent at the trial.
I told you, stop putting it in my eye.
Which hopefully will be very soon, so.
Is it going to be soon?
This is a work shirt.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to talk to Anastasia about dealing with Toby and his problems.
Yes.
Yes.
She just needs to, relieve him for a couple times a week.
Well, I think that we need to get this trial over and done with so Toby can just stop crying and ectoplasming all over us.
Sorry,
those seagulls are fluttering around that dude's head.
To be fair, I wasn't looking at seagulls.
I wasn't either.
Bodacious, man!
Bodacious!
I'm gonna start bringing that back with Hella.
Bodacious man. Hey,
that's Hella Bodacious man. Count me in, guys.
Have you seen our camel toes?
Hey, camel toes hot, bro. I
can't unsee all the camel toes. Beats just paying attention to seagulls.
You know me, Marcia. Look at the week.
There's Christmas camel toes all over the place.
I didn't even make any jokes.
No, that's because you're not. Instead of camel toe, yeah.
Well, Marcy, it's a little hard not to notice the seagulls. Oh, once you notice them.
How many subscribers for that outfit?
That's at least enough for free.
Why? We already took our shirts off on this podcast.
Shirts off!
Oh, no, wait. No.
Colin's going for it.
I'm on mushrooms, guys.
Take your shirt off. He forgot how.
Colin's feeling it.
Yeah, guys. I'm having a good time.
Colin's vibing it right now.
My x-ray vision's working and everything on this movie.
Well, that's good to know.
Oh my gosh, if anyone asked, you're Tommy Wiseau and you're Denny.
Oh my
He's
god.
Just staring at her titties.
And I'm Lisa. These are our cosplays. This is a Halloween party.
This could be the room. That guy is the chocolate guy.
Oh my gosh, it is. This movie's a precursor to The Room. And that's the chocolate guy's girlfriend.
Yeah. Hell.
I lost me underwears.
She thought me underwears. Whatever, I fucking can't remember.
I'll stop looking at Lisa, Denny.
Tours company, but three's a crowd.
Really? Aren't you a little young for that? Oh my gosh. Oh, I'm trying to think who she is.
Yeah, she's the high doggy.
Oh, hi, doggy.
She's my future ex-wife.
At least your honest called it.
What's his name?
I'm all fucked up and I would never forget your name.
What's his name, Beat? Say his name,
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, say my name, bitch.
Yes, daddy.
That's right, Jesus slut. Just picked up.
I can't unsee it now. They are literal. Those three, they all are characters from the room. I can turn all these tricks. I can do a New York accent because I'm an actress. What are you talking about?
Oh, what are you doing, bro? Bro, 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 you talking about New York accents, bro. Bro,
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 bro, bro.
I heard a rumor that our cousin, Joseph Rusevich, is going to be the judge for the trial.
Oh. Well, I hope it's a fair and unbiased trial.
Well, I hope so, because that Louise is my wrestling client, and I gotta keep her in the wrestling prison system. Otherwise, I gotta do wrestling promotions outside of prison. Oh, yeah, Honky Cornette, in case you don't know the name.
Well, we hope that it doesn't come to that Honky Cornette.
How else am I gonna run a prisons league if my champion's not in prison?
Well, that is true, but I suppose you could easily get Louise some matches outside of prison.
I mean, that's possible, but she likes wrestling in the prison.
Yeah, that is true, too.
Look, I'm going to have a talk to Louis Lasser, because he's a prosecutor or whatever the law bullshit court thing is, and I'm going to make sure Louise stays in jail.
Oh, hey now.
Now there's some titties, and I'm going to go book him for a wrestling match in the Oil Mania.
That's not how you limbo.
Yes, it is. You limbo and your top falls off.
You do the hokey pokey and your top falls off.
Let's Johnny. Johnny, Denny, let's go. Let's get out of here and have a frupple elsewhere.
It'd be a quapple.
Quapple. It's okay. They're step siblings.
Ew.
No, yeah, that's okay. In Pornhub rules, that's okay. If you're step brother and sister,
if it's a step
it's
anything,
okay.
It's fine.
She's wearing a Santa hat. It's a Christmas movie.
Oh, Santa.
Why are they feuding because her top
she's a bitch.
Off?
Oh.
Oh. Okay. I just saw what she had for lunch like 2 weeks ago.
What did she have for lunch 2 weeks ago?
Because that's the last time she ate.
Biscuits with mashed potatoes.
That's the last time she ate anything.
What is this photo shoot for?
I don't care. It's awesome.
Maxi pads.
Oh, that makes sense.
Remember that
maxi pad ad where the guy put all the pads on and made like a robot costume or something?
Yes.
No, that never came up in here.
Oh,
I have
to find
this ad and show you guys.
These look like the Power Rangers.
Now they're Power Rangers. Is it the room or Power Rangers, Beat?
Why not both?
Do you remember what pad commercial it was?
I don't know. Put robot pad and hopefully something will pop up.
I'm just looking up pad commercial with men. Oh, literally came up straight away.
Yes.
All right. I'm sending it into our Facebook group and you all have to watch it. And the other people in our group are going to watch it with no contact. So that's great. Can I help you
with that? Doing my duty. Yeah, I think these swimsuits are way too big. I want something smaller so you can see the outline of my dick.
I mean, my dick 3 inches when it's hard.
I mean, I really want to show off my vasectomy scar.
Well, stop being a blonde bimbo. No, you. Why don't we just get along? I don't understand why they hate each other.
Why?
Because her name is Bodega.
Bodega.
My name is Bo Dangles. And I'm just want to take shots of your bikini shop.
Wow, they're so convincing.
This is just our normal performances.
Why do they hate her? Is it because her bikini top came off before?
Oh!
You know what's really not fair? And I'm just going to say this, is women in movies, especially movies like this, you never see dudes' dicks. Like, ever. You never see dudes' dicks flopping around. You're always seeing women's titties. I feel bad for them. Like, they have, like, I'm just trying to stick up for them. Like, yeah, they consented to showing their titties in this movie, but like, these dudes should be like, all right, cool.
Well,
and they should be able to put their dicks out and have to do that.
Hashtag where's the dick?
Hashtag where's the dick?
I had to spit that back into my soda can, babe.
Well, you know what? I'm going to make a movie and it's just going to have naked men. All the women will be fully clothed.
Well, I'm pretty sure we have done a movie on this show that did have dick in it, but I can't remember which one, though.
Yeah, was that one where the dicks exploded? Porno. Yeah, that one.
Oh, yes.
That wasn't a pleasant one.
Is that not a good movie?
No, the porno. You were there when we watched it.
On that
it,
episode.
Was I?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one with the mangled dick where the dude's
Christian porno or whatever it was.
Yeah, I remember now.
Big cage!
What?
Beefcake. Oh man, I'm such a turtle chove. Beefcake!
That's so fucking funny when he is like, no, I'm beefcake.
I'm such a beefcake, I can't even fit through the door.
Can we do basketball on this show?
If only it's on Tubi.
It is.
Oh, nice.
At least in America. I saw it today. Sorry, baby.
Ew.
He farted.
Ew.
Oh, let me show you how to professional how it's done. Shut up, Stephanie, you whore.
I think she's suffocating him.
Well, to be fair, this dude is a beefcake, so. She's just putting him out of his misery. Look, her hand is not even over his nostrils. He can breathe if he wanted to.
He's stupid. He doesn't know how to breathe.
I don't know how to use nose. He's like John Cena.
Did somebody say put out of misery?
Oh no.
What's up, bud?
Ow. What was that? Ow.
That was because you made those bad jokes earlier, dude.
Ow! He punched me in the kidney. Oh,
that's okay, bro.
No, baby Craven, I'm not gonna fight you. This hippie did a baby Craven on that dude. Baby Craven, I've told you many times, I don't want to fight you.
And if you keep
you call it playing, I call it attacking.
I'm gonna come in your face. You're gonna be an angry fighting machine when I'm done with you.
Alright, that's it. You know what? You know what? I hate to do this because I'm not your father, but you know what? I think you need a spanking. baby Craven. You do. Let's do this. Come on. Well, I got my fist.
Well, excuse me. It's me, Martha. Where is that damn baby Craven?
I'm glad you arrived, Martha. Baby Craven's acting a little naughty. I think he hasn't had his bottle and he needs his nap time, so I think you need to sort that out.
He's making me thirsty with all the boobies.
But we have to go get you to the booby milking machine, baby Craven.
Okay.
That might stop you from trying to stampede, but if you want to stampede,
I'm defending myself.
I don't approve of this spanking, Bee.
Yeah, you can't spank any kid.
Yeah,
what the fuck?
Baby Craven will spank you, Bead.
Hey, so he can spank me, but I can't spank him? What kind of bullshit is this?
I don't know. I don't make the rules. This was just a list that was handed to me by Craven.
Martha, get Baby Craven out of here.
Yeah, get him out of here. Get him out of here. I don't want to deal with him right now.
I'll take it to the milking titty machine.
What the fuck is going on?
Right? No idea, but there's so much cultural inappropriation within this scene already. Damn hippies!
Why are there suddenly hippies in this movie?
Those are sexy Annies.
They're sexy Annie hippies.
Yes. I'd swear two of these hippies are just dressed up as pirates.
Yes, but if you want to dress like a hippie pirate, it is allowed.
Oh, it's Anastasia.
Hey, Anastasia, how's it going?
Good. I trained all the sexy aunties in this film right here. Do you want to be a hippie and have sexy auntie training? You join Anastasia School.
Oh, really? Is it very similar to Vice Academy, but just for being a sexy auntie?
I cannot confirm or deny this. You ask Marcy because she's number one student at Sexy Auntie School.
I'll have to make sure to ask her when you step out.
Anastasia, I got a piece of your mail here delivered to the studio. It's from the FBI. It's Anastasia. Who's Anastasia?
This must be a mistake. There's no Anastasia.
Why are you getting a letter from the FBI?
The FBI does not know me. I am not FBI agent or CIA or whatever they those things are.
Never thought you were.
Did you find that moose and squirrel yet?
Where is moose? Where is squirrel? You burn the letter, and I'll go get the moose and the squirrel.
Okay. Yes. Use that net gun.
Oh, yes. Don't worry, Colin.
Say my name again. That was hilarious. Colin.
Now, bitch, you burn the FBI letter.
Okay. Consider it burned.
I'll see you at the trial sometime. Again, what is happening right now?
I don't know. This show is just weird. I feel sorry for any listener who...
We just set something up for like 3 episodes from now.
Yeah, well, that is true. But I feel sorry for any new listeners who are just listening to this show and they're going to listen to it and be like, what the fuck are these people on about?
Welcome to Tubi Tuesdays. This is what we do.
See, this is why you shouldn't start with a podcast at the 143rd episode.
That's go all the way back to first. Exactly where you should start on a podcast. Yes. Make your way back.
And you know what you could also do? Spend how much per month on the Patreon to get the video version of this podcast and watch the movie along with us.
Exactly.
$1 a month, American. Are you okay? And you can watch the video versions of all the Tubi Tuesdays podcast episodes that we filmed a video for, which is a good lot of them.
Yes.
And you get them early.
Look how big these wigs are.
Well, both of them are just my natural hair.
Oh, all these people came to see her big opening, did they?
Oh. The kids should not be seeing her opening.
No. Yes. And I heard her big opening involved ping pong balls.
I heard you could do some spelunking at her big opening.
It's a deep cave.
I heard you could fit a Boeing 747 in there.
I heard you could fit a sperm whale in there. Okay, I gotta stop. High five.
The sperm whale got me.
I'm trying to break the record of the last three, getting 3 of them in a row. Oh.
You can fit an elephant in there. Wait!
Bambi's in.
Stampy!
Stampy, get out of that big opening!
Why is it so smoky in that theater?
Was it smoking weed?
Craven's hotboxing the ticket office.
He can picture it now.
Daughter, you're about 24 years old.
What is happening?
He's rolling a joint.
I'm starting to think Rick Sloan isn't really preoccupied with plots in his movies.
Did Vice Academy have a plot? No.
No.
Yeah, no.
I mean, we could have watched, if people voted for Hobgoblins or whatever that's called, that's also a Rick Sloan movie.
Yes. And that's a movie perfect for this show. Although I don't know if we'd be able to top the classic Mystery Science Theater 3000 episode of that
movie. Well, we'll damn well try. She doesn't know what acting is.
Boyfriend.
I don't care if it's acting. You're cheating.
It's the stupidest thing ever.
Oh, it's one of the members of the B-52s.
She's gone into her love shack.
Love shack, baby.
Row it if you want to.
Rock Lobster.
Or in this case, Brock Lobster.
I'll allow it.
Brock Lobster.
Does anyone else Brock just Lobster? Think of Family Guy with Rock Lobster?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, this play should win all the Tonys.
I'm not even sure this was a performance or what the performance was for, what the play was trying to say.
What type of set is this?
I don't know.
The Babysitter's Club.
The Babysitter's Club. Oh, good. The show's over. I can take my shirt off again.
My nipples are hard. Time to take the other part of the mushroom. Boom, 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 boom.
Just be careful because it's Craven's stash.
It is Craven's stash.
That might be a little too much.
He left me a nugget, so I'm going to have to see how that goes later.
And for the record, I wasn't crying on the floor.
You were puking and crying.
No. Well, maybe.
Colin, be careful that mushroom. It could be from the fungicide set.
I'm glad I dodged that bullet,
B. What the fuck are you? 2 minutes. 2 minutes in that movie. I'm like, nope, not for me.
You have to watch it
with the commentary, though, dude. I did that while it was out.
Mr. Jingle's Trap when I see
one. You know what?
That could have been your next Mr. Jingles.
You can't judge a whole movie based on the first 2 minutes when there was
Where is the dick?
It's definitely trying not to show his dick.
Oh!
Who's hanging there?
Whoa.
He's got John Cena sex moves.
I can't feel it, Brock. I can't feel it.
So you mean that his dick isn't even there?
Yes.
Nope.
You can't see it.
You can't see it.
That's why he got lost in her
Oh, there we go. Okay. Get my all erect music up.
When did this show just become smut? At what point?
Nightkiller, that's where it began.
Yes. Melody.
That position doesn't work very well.
I don't know what this position is.
I think that's the position when you don't want to accidentally slip it in.
It's when you want to put it in her belly button.
Yes.
He's like, just suck it a little bit.
It's when he's gonna accidentally sticks in the Batcave.
Oh, he's going...
You know, as a lady, unless I'm fully prepared for that, don't try it.
Brock, that's the wrong big opening.
That's the not so big opening.
Yeah, don't go there.
Oh, there's the Coxsutie.
Brock, you were about to give me a yeast infection. And
56.
God damn it. Now I have to get the cream again.
Fucking hell.
I swear they've been wearing the same swimsuits throughout this entire movie.
I mean, they only have one. They packed one.
That's their lifeguard school uniform.
Their uniforms.
Plus, I don't want to confirm that they just filmed all these scenes on the beach in the one day.
Here, baby, I couldn't show you my dick, so here's the corn dog instead. Oh, they're still doing the course. How long does this course go for?
They're only up to chapter 7.
Marcy, are we halfway through this movie yet?
Are we done?
Yes, we're well over. There's not that long left. Hold on a minute. What's that?
Oh.
Uh-oh. Oh, we got a phone call.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, everyone. It's me, Louise Lasseter. How are you doing?
Louise, how's prison / the wrestling territory treating you?
Oh, it's been fun, honey. Well, first of all, just the other week, I just had my next big wrestling match. I fought one of those giant mushrooms from Fungicide.
That would be interesting.
Did you meet Jeffrey Dahmer?
Oh, I met him, honey, but I had to wrestle him too.
Oh, gross. But he smelled like feet.
Oh, he did, honey. So that's why I made sure to keep my feet out of his mouth.
Louise, I don't want to upset you, but I heard a rumor that you wrestled with the world's biggest camel toe.
That's Sheila Camel Toe. That was like my previous opponent.
Oh, so they were called Camel Toe.
Yeah, her name is Sheila, and she's literally a giant camel toe with small little arms and little legs. So I had to find her. It was a bit hard because you didn't want to accidentally get sucked inside the camel toe.
No, you didn't want to go to that opening night, did you?
No, I didn't want to do that big opening, honey.
How are you feeling with the trial coming up?
I'm a little excited, but also nervous, because I think my lawyer, Ginger Lynn, has built up a really good case, and she's also assigned that chimp from that other movie you guys watched as the assistant, so I think I have a pretty good case that proves that, yes, even though I may or may not have tried to kill Craven, but he is the instigator of all my madness.
But that does not make him legally liable for you fucking going crazy and shit.
Well, also, honey, he died. So if something should happen, I can do a double jeopardy and not get arrested the second time.
We'll find you for something else.
True. I mean, did you watch the movie about it? Is that where you learned it from?
We'll get you. Oh, yes, we'll get you like OJ, Louise. We'll get you at the civil trial.
If the glove fits, honey.
You must have quit.
Exactly. Or in my case, if the pumpkin pie fits, it's great. You should stop and give me an innocent and not guilty
money. Louise, that's just going to do a jam, do a dog. She's going to jail for the rest of her life. Oh, the do a dog day.
Yours, honey, because remember, I'm a firm believer in karma. Actually, no, and personally, she's like my cellmate next door. You're gonna get yours one day.
Oh, Louise, it's going to be glorious. It's going to be Bobby Roode glorious. I'm gonna get the rope.
Well, this trial is gonna prove that you're the real instigator, and I did nothing wrong. Circumstance.
I'm innocent.
But anyway, so I gotta get going. Those car cases are telling me my time's up on the phone, so I better let you guys go. So I'll talk to you all later.
Bye.
Love you. What?
What did you say, Craven?
What did you say, Craven?
Where'd he go?
Oh.
Ooh, he just peed, peaced out.
That was weird. Hey, and also out of character.
Movie is, he got the hot
Oh. Oh no, they're about to replicate from here to eternity. Or in this case, from here to eternity.
Eternity. That was
cute. Oh, I didn't get to say goodbye to that drunk bitch.
Aww. Well, she's in jail for now.
Good.
Is this giant octopus making a comeback in this movie?
Oh, shit. What's up?
Hello? Don't pick up the phone. Don't pick up the phone.
Yeah. What's up? Oh, oh. Bye.
Oh, bloody hell. She heard us.
She hears all.
I hear these bells ringing when this.
Is this how she has sex with Toby the ghost at the beach?
Yes.
Is this the end of the movie? Are we done?
No.
There's still 30 minutes left.
30 minutes?
It's not going to go that have a long. Plot?
Well, no. To be fair, Colin, when you watch movies like this, you usually finish around about the 5-minute mark.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true, but you didn't have to say it.
All right, well, fuck. I'm gonna roll.
Meanwhile, back at Bikini.
Meanwhile,
this looks like the set of Home and Away.
Probably was. I'm really sorry about last night. This is all happening in the course of like 3 days. I guess I
just got all wrapped up in my show. Just like the room. Oh my gosh, Stephanie, I didn't mean to have sex with your boyfriend, okay?
Yes, she did. I tripped
over, I landed on his dick. It was an accident.
I tripped, fell, landed on his dick.
Or as I like to call it, an axe-a-dick.
Oh my god. Oh my god, there's the rock lobster.
Rock lobster? It's in his pants.
The lobster right there! That's what I was saying, not here. I thought you were talking about his dick.
Right?
No, I meant the real lobster. That was
I did too. I thought she was says talking about the guy, his dick.
Says me, who's been looking at seagulls in the background, didn't even notice the fucking lobster on the wall.
Yeah, or the titties.
Yes.
Or the camel toe.
Yeah.
So, hunky, can I see your rock lobster?
This guy doesn't seem to be into
any of them.
Yeah.
He's probably gay.
Might be. Maybe he wants to get that beefcake.
Yeah, maybe.
He wants to know where the dick is.
Why is she trying to make love to him or have sex with him like well, she's that, in Showgirls?
Well, that little door to the... Oh!
There goes the rock lobster.
No, not the lobster.
Not the lobster.
No. Did you feel that aftershock?
What is this movie?
She came.
She meanwhile, back to stock footage.
What do you mean? I saved someone's life yesterday. Oh, shit, he did.
And then I touched their boob.
Well, guess what? She wasn't even real.
I mean, it was a sandcastle, but that was beside the point.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Do we have to watch a fucking lifeguard competition?
I hope so. Like meatballs.
But, Marcy, they got to save the lifeguard center.
Yeah.
It would be so much better if they had to save the youth center.
Maybe they do.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, he touched me. Hey, Bodacia, maybe you could sell some copies. Bodacia.
Why did you shut up, teen boy haircut?
Fuck yeah.
Oh,
whoa.
Damn, that was a car crash.
It's me. Hello, it's me.
Oh, no, it's you.
I'm having a big did someone admit, say they need to serve the rec center or the something center? I could invest millions of dollars because it's lame. I think it'd be better.
We told you a million times, Trump. You're not allowed to be on this show, all right?
Dude, you're fine.
No, it's not Trump. It's Trump. It's Jacob Trump.
What up, Jacob? What up, Jacob?
I didn't sing it for another guy all the time. I'm a completely original character. I'm Jacob Trump. Billionaire. Huge. Big guy. Mm-hmm. Very important.
With really good
users. Very important.
And very orange.
That is my next wave right there.
Oh. That makes sense. That actually checks out for you.
I'm feeling better. Yeah, let's go.
I'm going to make bikinis great again.
You're going to do what?
Make bikinis great again.
Hell yeah.
That's for Tubi.
Bikinis never not great.
Hashtag tits for Tubi, hashtag Coxsonabi, and hashtag where's the dick?
Where's the dick?
Where's the dick?
Where's the dick? That needs to be a t-shirt, Marcy.
I'll wear it. I want an old lady on it saying, where's the dick? Like, where's the beef?
I'm very confused what this is happening in this movie right now.
It's okay.
This is meant to be a training video for being a lifeguard, right?
Probably. All I know is you gotta be hot and you gotta show your titties a lot.
Like this dude?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, hide your nipples.
Which free the nipple.
Oh, that's her evil plan.
This literally is the plot to Vice Academy.
This was more titty.
What was the plot of Vice Academy, Ken?
Ginger Lynn and Leanna Quigley were rival students at the school.
Guys, how stoked are you that Ginger Lynn is in OnlyFans?
Hell yeah.
That's so tight.
Did somebody say Ginger Lynn?
Oh, it's Ginger Lynn.
What's up, Ginger Lynn?
I mean, I'm Ginger Lynn Lasser. But that's beside the point. I'm going to be the lawyer at the trial soon.
Well, I mean, Ginger Lynn Allen did base her entire outlook on life on you, Ginger Lynn Lasser. Isn't that correct?
That is correct, honey.
Now, also, me, Louis Lasser, I'm here too. Now, Ginger Lynn, I know we've been negotiating you for Louise, me for Craven. I want a nice, clean trial. No dirty tricks. I'll keep it 100 above broad. Because it's an open and closed case. It's a slam dunk.
You say that now, but you have to wait till the trial to hear our compelling evidence in favor of Louise.
Louise is going down. You don't got a chance. Come on, come over to our side. We got punch and pie.
Don't tell Louise, but if you fund my next batch of tapes for Murder Size, I might be able to be bribed.
We'll go to Arby's. We'll have dinner tonight. How's that sound?
We'll do that and talk some business.
Yes, we'll talk some business.
I'll see you there soon. I don't trust this trial.
Arby's, it has the meats.
Literally.
What is this movie? Guys can pay $5 each to put their hands across my body. Let's go. I got my attention.
Colin's already signed up for Titty Go Go.
Lonely.
Tubi Titty a Go Go.
Yes.
Tubi Titty a Go Go.
Hashtag Tubi Titty a Go Go.
Hashtag Bead, you can hashtag that one.
That's a good name for a podcast. Tubi Titty a Go Go. There you go.
And we just watch movies like this all day.
Oh my gosh, what's an idea?
Put it on the whiteboard. I just trademarked it. You guys can't have it. It's mine. I, Louis Lasser, owns Tubi Titty and Go Go.
Shut up, Louis.
That really pissed you off.
Because Louis is a fuck.
You gotta be too quick on the draw without to deal with me and trademarks.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's true.
I got a guy
that's
down town. Pat your head with one hand and your
stomach with the other. This is ridiculous. Duh. Okay.
decision is based on who's the most qualified for the job.
Oh my gosh, so I'm wasting my time trying to sleep with the judge.
Mm-hmm. Oh god, is Louise gonna try to do that at the trial?
I hope not. Or maybe, like, Toby is gonna possess the judge's body and then he had sex with Louise.
I'm kind of scared about this trial. I don't know how it's gonna go.
Yeah, we have no idea this is gonna...
We'll make sure the courtroom has salt around all the judges' stands so Toby can't possess.
Oh!
Whoa! Booby fair.
Booby fair.
Booby fair.
Yeah, that's how a makeout works.
She looks so unenthused. That's how they look when I do that to them.
Did somebody say uninfused lover? Hello, it's a me.
Lady. Abu.
What they? Well, you're not enthusiastic about making love, Ghostalini?
Well, it's a little bit hard when you're only a sheet, Amasia.
Yeah, but Amasia. You ectoplasm and stuff. Why is this looking like Showgirls in the pool?
Well, to be fair, I also was what a lot of people don't realize is that I was the. I was the what do they call
it? Timestamp, Ghostalini.
Oh, it's 1 hour, 12 minutes, and 35 seconds.
And then give us the timestamp because we're about to be back. Now.
We're at 1 hour, 12 seconds, 1 hour, 12 minutes, and 39 seconds.
There we go. Yeah.
But as what a lot of people don't realize, I was the intimacy coordinator on this movie, and that I got all my inspiration by watching a lot of Showgirls for these sex scenes.
What is even happening?
I swear to God, I've seen this in Saved by the Bell.
I think this was Saved by the Balls.
Dude, stop getting your jokes from Bede. It's not very good.
Yeah, they're not good.
What are you talking about? These are rich, traditional Italian jokes.
All right, your jokes are bombing worse than mine. I think you gotta go.
No, I will not. You can't make me because I'm a ghost. And if you do,
ectoplasm and just leave.
Can you confirm, Ghostalini? Is that your ectoplasm they're serving as health drinks?
That is my ectoplasm, and it does taste like meatballs
and pesto.
But anyways, call it for being so rude to me. Take this.
I got you back, Colin.
It's like garlic sauce, bro.
I got you back. You didn't get you. You have to
get that is what you get for trying to make a fart of me. Stupid. But anyways, now I better get to go because I got to go and possess Jared Legolini's body for House of Gucci 2. So I'll talk to you over later. Oh, Bobolini, bye. Ooh.
God, I love that character.
This is the worst way to raise money is just selling Ghostalini's ectoplasm.
Oh my gosh, this Ghostalini, this drink tastes like a ectoplasm.
Damn, that ass goes for days.
I have no idea what's happening.
Well, we're gonna see boobs. Hurry up,
boobs.
Scott Bakula had to go back and quantum leap into that dude with the surfboard and the yo man, that guy, so that he could get back and leap into something else. And Al told him that he had to fuck that one chick and it just didn't work out. So Al had to like zoop zap zip into her and I don't know what happened. Apparently he went into Dracula and that's what happened.
Look at all these dude bros.
Those
chads. Merciful heavens, dude!
That's Scott Bakula.
It's a Cock Tsunami.
Cock Tsunami. Oh, it's that bikini again!
But we've seen all these bikinis. Why are people paying tickets for this?
Well, Because these are fresh extras.
No, they're the same people we've seen through all this movie.
No.
In the same bikinis.
They couldn't afford other bikinis.
Eeny, weeny, teeny, weeny, polka dot bikini. Is that the song?
Stop.
Ride's too fucked up.
Oh my gosh.
That's not allowed. She's going to win the swimsuit contest for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, the cops coming.
Oh, it's the cops.
It.
Oh, no. The cops are here doing a cop block.
It's the pigs.
Get out of here. Oh, shit. I'm holding.
Yeah, you know what this, you know what the theme of this contest should be?
I'm a mad man. I'm a mad man.
Yeah.
Labada?
Now that's a blast from the past of the early days of this podcast.
Such a tie back to the one of the first five episodes of this show.
He's going to start stripping.
Why are the cops suddenly interested in what's happening here?
Because he's about to show it.
Like,
wait, are they stripper cops?
He's about to show his cop cock.
These are bad.
You can't run from the long cock of the law.
Okay, that was funny. I just don't
understand it. Who would be so spiteful to call the cops on us? I mean, that one right there.
That bitch.
And that thing was me, but it was totally me. Mm-hmm. Bodacia, I see. She basically just looked at her boobs like it was Bodacia all along. I don't even have to look at your face to know it's your boobs.
Yeah. I know those tits from anywhere.
Yeah!
Yeah.
I
never sunbathe
topless. Excuse me? I got pantless. What are you talking about? Because my camel toe needs a sunbathe.
She has to get a camel toe tanned. Disqualified.
Young lady, what would your mother think? My mom would say that you should go, girl.
That's the most conservative bikini out of all of them.
I know.
That bikini was way too conservative for this bikini contest. We need something more skimpier.
Louise, how'd you get into prison?
Oh, she's arrested for the camel toe.
She got arrested again.
Dang.
That poor woman's labia.
Oh.
She's not very tiny.
Oh.
Damn, Mersh.
Hello there.
Sexy auntie.
Hello there.
Hi, baby Mersh. What are you doing?
Why is it Mersh like?
Qualifying all of them.
Why is it Mersh like in this contest?
Because she's got a hairy pussy, and none of them are hairy.
That we're aware of.
They got nothing. I mean, it's the '90s, so you don't know. I mean, it's probably a triangle or like a landing strip or something like that. It's the '90s. Right?
We
the 90s movie?
Yes, 96.
Okay.
Why is he measuring? Why is it legalities with how big a bikini is?
He's measuring her measurement.
Oh, she's a beach ho.
Damn.
What up, ho? I will. Oh. Oh my god, I'm so fucked up. I thought that dude's fucking whistle was a third nipple right in the middle of his chest.
You know what? I thought the same thing and I'm not even high.
Oh, bikini wax?
This literally is the same plot as Vice Academy.
It is. Whoa!
Oh, shots fired. Bars.
Definitely.
I mean, even Louise would even say that.
Whoa,
based.
Hit her with that trophy, ECW style.
We needed the Vice Academy Babe Watch crossover.
The paddy wagon, yeah. It should be the they should get the pussy wagon.
Yeah, the pussy wagon. Good job. That was a good one, dude. I like that.
I'll give you one of these.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You selling lemonade.
These guys are getting a diarrhea.
Yeah, real bad.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I found your mom's bikini.
That's a good one. That's a good one. That gets a two sweet bead.
Your mom's bikini has her. Your mom's bikini has its own area code.
This happens to be Louise's bikini.
I have my moments. Oh, it's that lobster. It's that rock lobster again.
It's that rock lobster.
And there's rock the lobster that your ex tries to give you.
I'm
Oh, they're cleaning starfish. Mine's toilet brush. Yeah. Oh.
Because it's covered in fucking oil. Oh, she's got crabs.
I said it's the crab your ex tries to give you.
Ow, my crab bit me. That's it. Back to my big opening, you guys. Get the hell, Becky.
Nope. Get down.
We want to see Mersh, Colin. Stop depriving her of getting more views on the Patreon.
It's a Billy Bass. Have you never seen those?
That's definitely not a Billy Bass.
It's going to sing Celebrate. Celebration.
I come from the water. There you go, man.
It's talking!
They're still alive?
Alright, baby Mersh, you gotta get the fuck out.
It's Mr. Yeah. Bad Bass!
Oh,
there's Mersh.
Oh, Mersh, thank you. No. Oh.
Look the old face. Girl. Get down.
We're trying to find your mom so we could give her back her bikini.
She won the contest.
This performance art. If you thought her bikini bottom was big, you should see her bra.
Oh.
I am an
oyster. Opening my shell for what is this?
Opening your shell, eh?
Hey, that's kind of hot.
Oh, we'll take your pearl, lady.
I'll give her a beautiful pearl necklace.
You talked about pearl necklaces too much.
I know I'm on mushrooms, but this just got a lot blurrier and way more colorful.
I think it's your glasses are fogging up because of the boobs.
Probably. I thought you did too. Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Dude.
Wow.
Mersh, get down.
I'm scared.
I'm Keanu Reeves. Whoa. Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm John Wick. I'm going to push you in the face.
There is not long left of this movie. How are they going to do an obstacle course?
It's a small obstacle course.
It's they're saving it for the sequel, I guarantee
you.
The
obstacle is his penis.
Yeah. And it doesn't take very long
to
finish
his
course.
These guys are
going to
pass out from that ectoplasm drink.
Yes.
Shut up, Sea Hag. Shut
up, slut. Hashtag Sea Hag.
That's what they called my mom. Mersh, you're messing stuff up now.
Oh,
okay?
She's doing a Freddy. Oh, I can see a tail.
I'm not going to say his name because he's sleeping right now. That's true.
This is the final event. Lucky. So wish each other luck. Hi, baby Mersh. Lick my
shorts. The fuck are these insults?
Yeah. I heard a meow.
Yeah, she's talking.
Bickering.
Just bickering. You know what these subtitles have missed? It's the great music subtitles we had last week.
Yes, lazy music.
Lazy music.
Or back at Fungicide, mushroom groaning. Well,
gratuitous slow motion.
It's the end. For Babe Watch.
No, it's Booby Fair Watch.
Booby Fair?
Mersh, come on. No. Oh, he ate too much semen.
We drank some of the Tamaria Gosselini's ectoplasm and we're throwing up everywhere.
Mersh, get down, please. Ow.
And they died. They died and went back to their himbo planet.
That they did.
And we lost Batch.
Damn himbo planet.
No, he's there. No, Batch. I see him.
Oh, the sign says Finnish, but they actually mean Finnish. Finnish, like Finland.
Man, no.
That was a terrible joke, B.
I didn't get the buzzer, so I win.
Oh, I can't be bothered at the moment.
Oh my gosh, we had all that ghost ectoplasm and we feel sick.
I need their stomach pumped because there's so much of it.
He got so drunk.
Wait, there's actually a brain cell in one of you?
I didn't think so. Oh, where did that come from?
Her nose.
Cool.
Her vagina.
I was going for somewhere like her, the tip of her nose, but oh well.
I was thinking her butthole.
What about the other two dudes who got sick?
You said her saved.
Oh my gosh, Stephanie, I finally won a medal. I can use it to go buy more bikinis.
Yeah.
Okay. What was that ADR? You see,
Lucky? That was bad ADR.
What? And look at all these fringe benefits. But I got a great idea for a new play. We can call it the Scarecrow and the Oyster. What is this?
Hi, sweet baby Mersh. You need to tell me that everybody here has got a
happy ending. What about me? Well, if you want to, I want to give away some happy endings. Come on, guys.
They're going to scissor now.
No, I don't think that's happening. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that fuck escalated. That bitch. Well, not literally, fuck that bitch, but...
I mean, maybe.
And then they were, and the mob were arrested again for murder.
They're gonna do a freaks on her.
She's dead!
And apparently that was the movie.
And there was Mersh again.
And coming up next...
Bikini Beach Race! American Beach House, Wet Wild Summer. Number one cheerleader camp and Beach Babe Bingo.
Hell yeah.
Beach Babe Bingo.
Something I want to play.
Ooh. Apparently.
But so that was the Patreon poll pick, Babe Watch, a forbidden parody.
God, that was so bad.
Was it forbidden, though?
Indeed. But so that was the film. From Colin's poll this month. And
my poll.
Colin's poll was up the entire film. But anyways.
Hell yeah.
Marcy, where can people find you and also us on the internet this week?
Yes, go to supermarcy.com or alternatively, you can sign up to our Patreon at patreon.com/supernetwork. And for all your To Be Tuesdays goodness, our link tree, which is linktr.ee/the To Be Tuesdays podcast, it has all of our links and socials. So you can find the Super Network on like Facebook and X, Twitter, Instagram, all of that good stuff. And Tubi is available on your podcast streaming platforms, and just press subscribe, like, give us a review, and if we get some of those rolling in, we'll certainly read them out. And you can find me, Super Marcy, on the socials as Super Marcy, and I'm Super_Marcy on Letterboxd. And you can listen to After Dark with Super Marcy and Adults Only Podcast on your podcast players and all of that jazz.
Awesome. And Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
Find me every Tuesday-ish on WebTales, the Spider-Man podcast, part of the Pop4D network, and make sure you subscribe to Pop4D and wherever you digest your podcasts. We got the wrestling tapes back. We've got the Pop4D dropping soon, plus a whole lot of other kind of podcasts like the Final Boss podcast. And on Facebook, awesome. Subscribe to Pop4D.
Sweet. Yeah. And Colin, where can people find you on the internet this week?
On another planet? TrashPandaPodcast.com.
Hell yeah. Yeah. And if people want to find me personally, you can find me out there on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under B. Jemide. You can find all my work over at supermarcy.com, and you can also listen to my solo podcast, Bean vs. the Living Dead, and as well as its spin-off, Bean and Steve vs. Camp Crystal Lake, on all podcast streamers everywhere. So, yep, that is a wrap for this episode of the To Be Tuesdays podcast, and we'll see you all next Tuesday, everybody. Bye.
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 And this, just in, at the beach, it's another beautiful day.